This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, well, well. Here we are once again, we, all of us collectively, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, overviewing all of the top 10 stories this week for us, the charts for the week of September 26th through the 30th, the people who are on that list, and our anecdotal ideas with regard to some of the stories and some of the things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So, Michael, why don't you take it away with the lists?
Yes, we're going to dote on the anecdotals, and here we are. Can you believe the end of September already? Wow.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We have number 10, we have the anthem protests that are spreading around the sports world and the country. Major League Baseball playoff push and NFL action, best time of year for sports. At number 9, we have soaring U.S. homicide rate. At number 8, Wells Fargo. Fargo scandal fallout. The death of statesman Shimon Peres in Israel at number 7. Number 6, the 9/11 bill override. At number 5, we have the South Carolina teen shooter, and that's tied with the Houston shooter, injuring 9. At number 4, we have the Syrian civil war, and that's tied with U.S.-Russia tensions, which, of course, ties into that to a degree. At number 3, the New Jersey train crash that happened this week. At number 2, police shooting in Southern California and the aftermath of the shooting in Charlotte. And at number 1, we're still talking about the presidential race. We're still talking about the debate that took place at the beginning of the week. On the People Survey, we have football player Colin Kaepernick, who has started a movement. As a matter of fact, the only movement he's really doing this year has been that movement. He hasn't played much. At number 9, we have John Kerry, Shimon Peres at 8. At number 7, Gary Johnson. Oh. At number number 6... Yeah. It's crazy. Bill Clinton at number 5, Bashar al-Assad. At number 4, Vladimir Putin. At number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Donald Trump. You know, Gary Johnson is, it's sort of like a, he's living a nightmare.
Wow. You know, this year is like someone from another planet came down and said, find me the most disconnected, the least qualified, worst people you can possibly come up with a run for president, and let's put them all on a stage together. Gary Johnson, nice fellow, and maybe have been a good governor, but he's not. The guy who's running with him would be a fabulous. Of all the people who are on the stage, from all of the various circumstances, the one who would be the best president, in my estimation, is Bill Weld.
Well, you and I both know that because you and I, of most of the people involved in this, have lived in Massachusetts when he was the governor.
Yeah, he was the best governor I can remember in modern times. He really was. He was able to get things done. He and Bill Clinton became great friends because Clinton saw what was going on in Massachusetts, and he said, hey, I want to steal your ideas. Yeah. And he did. There were 4 or 5 major federal programs that came strictly, the verbiage even, came from the Massachusetts bills that were passed.
What went wrong with William Weld? What happened? He left the race, then he ran against, didn't he run against Kerry for Senate?
Oh, he did that, right.
Which was a foolish move.
Awful silly.
And then he lost that. Then I think he wound up running for governor of another state. I just think he made some bad political decisions in terms of his own career.
Yeah, he did.
He could have been a contender.
He could have been a contender. He's a blue blood, never has to worry about where his next meal came from. After that, he became a lawyer and a lobbyist for some big New York law firm. I've forgotten who it was. But that's what most of these guys do when they're looking for something to do. I want to go back to Shimon Peres. I've been to Israel 4 times. One of them, and the most memorable trip may have been with you, when you and I went together, and it's been at least 10 years.
Yes.
Not more than that.
More than 10 years now.
More than 10 years. Do you remember, I think it was with you.
We met him at the Knesset.
Yeah. He just sort of said, he was president, he was prime minister, but he was always a member of the Knesset. He was there every day. That was his whole life. That was what he did.
That was his senior center.
Yeah. And he walked over to us And sort of he introduced himself. Do you remember? And
wanted to know if
he could help us.
How
can I know if he could help us?
Yeah, he was like a page.
Yeah, right.
It's so different there. Of course, remember we had to go through hoops to get into the Knesset.
Right.
But once we were inside, it was like being at a social center.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all walking around.
I can remember. It's like there was a little set of stairs. We were near the railing before we went in to interview Netanyahu. Remember, I mean, this like night and day stuff coming back to me as if it was yesterday.
Well, you and I sat with Netanyahu all by himself in his office and interviewed him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, we were on the cover of Talkers.
Yeah. Yeah. But it shows you how much different government is in circumstances like that versus the pomp and circumstance. Have you seen that new, new Kiefer Sutherland program, Designated Survivor?
I have not.
If you haven't seen it, see it. And you'll know why I'm bringing it up now in connection to the discussion of Shimon Peres and what goes on at the Knesset, because there's a whole different level of what we see and think about our Congress and the buildings that they're in versus the Knesset. The Knesset is a very unassuming building on the top of a hill in downtown Tel Aviv. And it's but if you drove by it, you wouldn't know what it was.
It's like an office building. It's like it's like a modern office building.
Yes.
But
then
again, in Israel, I went to see Tippi was her name. She was when she was the head of defense, and she was one of the hot contenders for prime minister. And we went to her office, and it was like in an office building.
Yeah,
it was like I want to see. You know,
there's
your
no
accountant.
Protection there for politicians like there is here.
Well, really. On one level they have the best security in the world, on the other level
they
just
don't
mingle.
It, right. Yeah, right.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, the two different, or there's more than two different. There's a number of different parties. They don't get along at all. They are really over here. It looks like so much show some of the time. Mm. Except I think that. Ryan and Pelosi don't like each other much, but you know it's a lot of it's just show. As example, Trump walking out on stage and taking Mrs. Clinton's arm and shaking it, and how are you? Nice to see you. Yada yada yada. I mean, these people have known. That was about as staged and rehearsed. These people have known each other for 30 years.
Yeah.
They have been friends. They've been social. It's not like they're strangers to each other.
Yeah.
But then they have to play this role and take out the shots. I will tell you, Michael, if Trump, I'm backing away from any sort of interest in him at all, but if he goes down that road and takes the Bill Clinton.
Now, is he in trouble?
I just think that's
it's
the dumbest thing he could possibly
do,
because it has nothing to do with her. Most people have sympathy for her. In that circumstance.
Trump has got to just play it straight and hope for the best.
Yeah.
That's all. He just put his foot in his mouth too many times at that first debate.
And then you look at her, the way she walked up on the stage, I don't know if you watched it or not, on the platform, you could tell something. She's walking very slowly, very deliberately, and not very steadily. People say, she has she had pneumonia, and that's true. But there's something else about her walk that doesn't make me comfortable, frankly.
I don't see it, but I understand.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah.
She's walking like a person who's 70 years old who's got aches and pains.
Yeah, I walk like a person who's 70 years old. We don't
see it in ourselves, but we see it in others.
Maybe that's it. There's a very interesting observation. That's a great observation. Michael Harrison, who's one of the great Americans, here as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through our talk topics this week at 15 past the hour. This is The Countdown.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
All right, back to our discussion here on the countdown of the hot hits, the stories. And just below the surface, shall we say, a countdown extra, is the story of the European Space Agency, the Rosetta spacecraft. Remember that?
Traveled
4 billion miles over the past 10 years to land on Comet 67P.
That's a good one.
And, yes, it is a good comet. Yeah, if I'm going to a comet, I want to go to 67P.
Yeah.
So it's there to measure things and bring back data to the Earth. It's not like we have a satellite that's out there on its way to a comet that we've never seen, but it's going to actually land on the comet and get samples and then come back to Earth with the samples from the comet.
It's an asteroid.
An asteroid, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how much different one is from the other. It's all space stuff.
It really has to do with what they're made of and the orbits that they have. They're similar. Comets are terribly dangerous.
Oh, my God. This stuff, the speed that they travel.
Yeah.
Of this, it's more space, it's natural space junk versus the stuff that we've created that's floating around our atmosphere. But it's junk, space junk.
One of the biggest dangers of space travel is hitting things.
Yes.
And you can hit a pea-sized item, and it could destroy your ship if you're going fast enough.
Go fast enough. And something we used to think, remember when we talked about how can anything go 18,000 miles an hour, which is what that's the speed they travel around the Earth, these satellites. But when you get into moving into outer space like this, these things are traveling at sometimes 200,000-300,000 miles an hour. And you can't even imagine. But there's no resistance because there's no atmosphere. So once they get free of the gravity of the Earth, they just go.
And you can't even tell they're moving if there's nothing near them.
No, right. Exactly. It just looks like... you ever see the space station?
Yeah.
In the early morning hours, I've been seeing it earlier this week. It's pretty fascinating to watch it move. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here we are, 23 at the hour now, continuation of the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories and the people, the discussions that have taken place. There is a Talkers-sponsored debate, I suppose that's of talk show hosts, that's coming up in a week or two at Hillsdale College with people from the left and the right. This would make a great podcast. I can imagine that you're going to post it as a podcast. Yes,
we're going to video record it. It'll be cool. It'll be it's on October 14th, Friday in D.C. If anybody's interested, you know, contact us at talkers.com. It's free.
Yeah.
Open to the public, and it'll be a bunch of lefties and righties and middlies banging it out over the election, and I'm going to moderate it. I'm kind of nervous about it, Doug.
Well, in this circumstance, though, isn't this really what the day-to-day? You put together a stellar cast of people who are very political, left and right, and successful on the radio doing this. I wonder sometimes when you do these things. They're used to having control on their own radio programs. They have control. You get into a situation like this, and they lose control. So are they as good when they don't have control?
Well, nobody is as good when they don't have control. But they've been in situations. A lot of these guys have been talking heads on network debates, you know, where they're on the screen with two other guys, and they're all banging each other. So most of these guys are used to it.
As an aside, what do you think of that sort of... It's not much of it on the radio now. There's a lot of it on television. What do you think of
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think it reduces serious issues to silly, you know, slogans and talking points. And there's a lot of insincerity, too. I do think a lot of the people that go on these shows do so to get their faces and voices on TV and don't really even mean what they're saying, because they won't put you on if you're thoughtful. See, I don't do those anymore. I used to do them until they started to push me into taking a position and then debating.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be famous for that.
No. I found myself, when I did it a little bit, I found myself at odds with my listeners, because my listeners aren't used to hearing me do the sorts of things that you said it very well. I remember being on a show with Bill O'Reilly on Fox, and they try to push you into a corner. And I remember doing it on a couple of other, but the most notable one I remember was that night when they were trying to make me say stuff that I didn't want to say or didn't have any real reason to say. But just say it because it's theater.
you know, for the sake of the theater, as opposed to, you know, trying to get you to admit something. There's a difference. You know, just, well, we'll say it anyway, because that way we'll have a show.
Yeah, right. And
not good. Not good.
It just doesn't help, I don't think, people to understand what's really going on. And the more you look at some of this stuff on our story list, I was thinking this earlier on about how it always is so negative. And somebody sent me an email not long ago, a couple of weeks ago. Why are the stories always so negative? Well, we're not deciding what the stories are. We're just picking from what's available. So if you want to have a discussion of that, you need to go into the deeper psyche of Americans or human beings as to why this sort of thing appeals to people. Discussing these things, like the train crash in New Jersey, the police shootings, that sort of thing. The scandals.
Well, it's the nature of news. The nature of news is to talk about common problems as opposed to celebrating the joys of life. I mean, I mean, Christmas, we do that. There's holidays. But you know, journalism and news generally leans toward the negative. It's when it overleans toward the negative for the sake of sensationalism, then it becomes very dangerous. But news that goes out of its way to be bright and positive and avoid the negative is more dangerous than negative news.
Say that again?
Good time news is more dangerous than negative news.
All right, let's talk about that. That's a concept I want to talk about in a matter of moments. It's 28
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Best information about talk radio is here on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We neither of us show any sign of slowing down. We're trying to listen to our natural body rhythm, and we connect ourselves to the universe every week. Have been doing this for a long time. We know what's going on. We move to the rhythm. We groove to the talk.
Listen to you. I'm just dancing around the studio here. People don't realize that while I'm talking to you, I'm dancing.
Yes. You know, one of the other, I'm sort of taking this outside of the realm of these items this week because, personally, you can take over if you want. I find all of this stuff abhorrent. I can't find anything good in the presidential race, frankly. The shootings, the civil war in the Middle East, a train crash, my God, all of this stuff, do something.
Yeah.
So once we go through all of these things, I try to give all of us a chance to look at the other side. Excuse me. And as I do, I think about Vin Scully. Here's a story and a half that is a major focus of a lot of sports talk radio programs as the week comes to an end. Here's a guy who started in Brooklyn with the Dodgers as a pup broadcaster in his 20s. And now, 60-some-odd years later, he's been with the Dodger organization, I think it's 64, 66 years, something like that.
Yeah.
He's going to do his last broadcast this weekend at the age of 86 or 87 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really want to stop, but his wife's health is not good, and he wants to make sure that he's taking care of her.
Yeah, plus it was hard for him to go on the road for a while.
Yeah,
he stopped doing road shows, road games.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But
think of your career, my career, or it doesn't make any difference whether you're into radio or you're a tree warden or, you know, whatever you do, doing it for 66 years, and at the end of your game, you are highly regarded, more highly maybe than anybody else in the business, and maybe better, you are better at this point in your life than you have ever been. The attention given to the accolades, good Lord,
Yeah. Wonder. Well, I mean, it's a blessing for him, and it's very rare for anybody to stay in one job for that long, especially mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. I mean, being in a business is one thing, being in an industry, but staying in one job.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a skewed view of the world. Whenever I meet people who've been in one job for like 20, 30 years, they don't understand. mm-hmm. They may be great people, but they don't understand what it's like for most people who have to bounce from job to job or worry about their security.
Yeah.
They have a certain bliss about them, an ignorant bliss about them when it comes to talking about job security. Have you ever noticed that?
I did. I do, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know.
Yep, yeah. But, another one who deserves maybe a tip of the hat is David Ortiz, who known in Boston, but I think around the league, most people know who Ortiz is, and he's finishing his career, although I've been wondering why. He's been playing good baseball this year. Why did he feel like he needed to retire? He's not how old is he? 41, 42, something.
I think
like
he
that.
Knows. I think he knows his own limitations. I think that he also he says I've played long enough. I'm not going to miss it. Mm-hmm. The guy's made a boatload of money.
Yeah,
he's the only guy I've ever seen who used the F bomb on national television, and everybody forgave him for it. I mean that tells you this guy walks on yeah. water. He lives a charmed life. They have a store next to Fenway Park that only deals in Big Poppy tchotchkes.
Yes, right. Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
He's an industry.
He really is.
I went to see a Red Sox game a few weeks ago. My one out of every 5 years, I go to like a ball game or something.
Yeah.
And when he's in the batter's box and ready to go, he stands there like a god. Like a god. I had a really good seats courtesy of the local radio station. And, yeah. Wow. I mean, you talk about guys having blessed lives. Imagine making millions and millions of dollars, being a god wherever you go, and the yeah. hardest thing you do is play a game?
I know it.
I mean, come on.
Well, people say that about us. Look at you guys have to work. You just talk. There's no work involved in this. What's the big deal?
This is,
and
this
go
is,
sit. You sit in front of a microphone for 3 hours. You try it, pal.
And put your best foot forward. I mean, you yeah. can call it in and play records and, you know, read right. liner notes. But yeah. doing this kind of thing where every word counts and you could destroy yeah. your life with one yeah. wrong, you know, mm-hmm. uttering.
All right, let's go back to something you said a few minutes ago, if I may.
Yeah, good news.
We were talking about good news and how it's more dangerous than bad news. And if you didn't hear that, give people a little
basically, real journalism tends to focus on the negative. And this is borne out by looking at countries that are run by totalitarian regimes where they control the media and dictatorships. They don't run bad news. They talk about how everything is good to keep the people happy. A natural consequence of free speech and freedom of the press is to say things that are pointing out problems in the society. So when it gets very negative, sometimes you say, my gosh, this is depressing. And when they do it for the sake of selling papers, getting eyeballs, eardrums, things like that, build up audiences, you know, that's not good. But the opposite side of that spectrum is let's just do good news. Let's avoid this negative stuff. Let's build people up, make them feel good. That's very destructive to a free society.
To have it only one way or another.
If you have to have it one or the other, I take the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when somebody says to you, I got good news and bad news, which you want first? Don't you always say, tell me the bad news first?
Yeah,
I want
to
hear what's bad.
End it with the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Human nature.
It's all human nature.
We've learned about it in this way. It's really a fabulous overview, Frank. And that's what is so real about this. And the people that have been doing the conversational radio programs the best for the number of years. We go back to our friend Joy Brown, who passed away last month, and all the things that we've said about her. But she really did understand, and as well at the end as she did at the beginning or any time during her career, what it was that motivated people to want to listen to a good conversation. And that's really all this is, hopefully. We're good at conversation. And if you're good on the air, you're going to be good off the air, or vice versa. How many people do you know who do this for a living who really can't hold a conversation with anybody when they're off the air?
Me. I hate when people talk to me about the stuff that's on the air. It's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about what's on the air. I just want to have a conversation. I want to talk about stuff that's going on
oh, yeah.
that's fun. Actually, for example, this week, The state of Colorado has said they're going to pass new regulations that give edible pot a new look because people are becoming confused buying brownies and cookies and other edibles. They don't know whether they have pot in them or not. So yeah. The state is going to stamp them with a diamond and the letters THC. So you'll know that they have the brownie or the cookie or whatever has marijuana. What an amazing statement that is.
Especially with chocolate bars and things of that nature, children could get their hands on it.
That's why they're doing
it. You eat a marijuana-laced chocolate bar, and you may not come back from Mars for 3 weeks.
Have you ever?
What, are you kidding me? I'm as pure as the driven snow. I don't even take it. No, that's none of your business. That's none of your business.
I'll take that as a yes, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take that as a yes. That's very okay.
I had edibles, but I didn't swallow them.
Even better. Thank you. 43 past the hour. The key to healthy blood flow is optimum blood flow. That seems like a radical statement, but it is. Nutrients that get into your organs and cells to help you stay healthy start with nitric oxide, which comes in the form of super beets. Super beets is the easiest way to get the natural dietary nitrates that you need. You take a scoop of it, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something. It'll help you be healthier because it supports your circulation, opens up the arteries and gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. The step that you must begin with is calling 800-655-4183, and you'll be delivered a 4-month supply of this blood flow marvelous, this miracle. It's called Super Beats, 800-655-4183. It's all about blood flow. The blood flow to these areas makes them all healthier. You need to get the nutrients that are in the blood to every part of your body. That's why when you get it, it gives you the energy and it gives you the zest and the vitality for life. And the reason I wanted to tell the story is because I was just thinking about it with regard to marijuana and what that does. It slows you down. This stuff is a natural way to get yourself going. Dietary nitrates. Super Beets. N-O is what it's called. Nitric oxide. And there are all kinds of other things that come along with it. Relaxing, expanding the arteries, keeping your blood pressure where it is, killing bacteria and dangerous organisms in your body, creating cell-to-cell communication. Wow. And it goes on and on from there. Call 800-655-4183 and get yourself in on the Super Beets action. Three months in the normal order, and you get a free 4th month. And you'll also get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. Tells you the story about how the beets work in your system. It's an amazing thing. They grow the non-GMO beets, and after they do that, they cook them, and then they dry them, and they powder them, and that's what you get in the canister. And boy, what a feeling. And it's the natural high that you want, the energy that you want, the stamina that you want. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or buy them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review again of the stories from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio with all the NFL action now, getting well into the season, playoff action, who's leaving and who's staying. David Ortiz, a big focus of the conversation. Number 9, the homicide rates in this country. What can you say about this outrage? Number 8, speaking of outrages, the scandal at Wells Fargo. Number 7, the passing of Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Number 6, the fact that the Congress overrode the bill which would allow Americans to sue the Saudis after 9/11 may not be as good as people thought it was. Number 5, shootings. Houston, South Carolina. The whole business is a disgusting mess. I don't want to talk about it, frankly. Number 4, tensions in the Middle East. Number 3, that train crash in New Jersey. Number 2, the legal ramifications of some of these national stories. Who's suing who for what? And number 1, the presidential race. That's the overview of the top 10 stories this week on the Talkers Countdown. And on the people list this week, we still have Colin Kaepernick, whatever his name is, I'd rather replace his name with some other better players and people that are of interest, because I'm sick of talking about him and his foolishness. David Ortiz, let's put his name there. John Kerry at 9, Shimon Peres at 8, Gary Johnson at 7, Bill Clinton at 6, Al-Assad at 5, Pukin Putin at 4, Mr. Obama at 3, Mrs. Clinton at 2, and Donald Trump on the top of the list again as far as people being discussed on news talk radio stations just like this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with GEICO.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
All right, we have 60 seconds, Michael. And in that time, I would like to just point out that Chelsea Clinton has taken a private jet to a clean energy summit. And the Trumpsters are all over that. That's the issue that'll blow up between now and Monday.
The nation will go down the drain.
Yes!
Because of Chelsea.
Yep, Chelsea Clinton. And he doesn't. He said he didn't want to bring up his the Bill Clinton stuff because it would embarrass her. And yet he's talked to everybody about it everywhere. And brought it up, and I think that's just so foolish.
It's all foolish. Right. It's all shallow. It's all trite.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It just is making something out of nothing. But that sort of thing I find just sort of interesting to talk about.
good cap on the conversation.
Yes, it is a good cap on this conversation. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check out the list and all the things going on there at talkers.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Countdown continues now with an overview of the legal aspects of some of the important stories, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer, college prof at Bentley University here in the Boston area, one of the leading experts on scams and identity theft. I thought we would start there, Michael, because October is National... What did I say, Michael? I did say Michael, didn't I? Michael and Steve, Stephen, Michael.
Yeah, we are. Yep.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So, Steve, it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes.
And this year's theme is our shared responsibility. And I wonder, as I look at all of these things, safety, security, your website, scamicide.com, is very important to this process because we've all become digital citizens. And we all have become vulnerable. If there isn't a better example of it than last week's Yahoo 500 million strong break-in or breakthrough or whatever that was, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what better example you can come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the data breach at Yahoo, 500 million people. And here's one of the things is that some of these data breaches go back. This one went back a couple of years. You may say, oh, I'm not using Yahoo now, but they still have your data. There was a massive data breach at MySpace. A lot of people, well, I haven't used MySpace for years.
Right.
Well, guess what? If you ever did, your data is compromised, and becoming a victim of identity theft can be have serious repercussions as far as your finances. In medical identity theft, which is the biggest area of data breaches and information compromise, your medical records can get corrupted. You can even get the wrong blood transfusion. So anything that is done online can be turned into a data breach, a hack, a crime. And so that means, you know, all your business you do online, the Internet of Things, cars, our infrastructure here in the country. I'm glad October is a time when we're going to focus on this because as individuals and as a country, we've got to do better.
Give us an overall or somewhat of a thumbnail sketch of what we need to know about the Internet of Things.
What you know, more and more we're having smart devices, and it really helps. I mean, my car is connected to the internet, and so if there's a problem with it, diagnostically, my car company can get in touch with me. We have wearables that will get medical information. We have Fitbits, you know, all kinds of tools that we have. Our refrigerators. Our refrigerator can actually communicate, and we can change aspects in it. It'll tell us when we're missing something. But the problem is, all of these get in the connections. They can make other connections in your home. So your refrigerator can be an access to your modem, to your computer, and suddenly you can become a victim of a data breach because of a bad refrigerator.
Wow. Man, think about that. Okay, a couple of the legal ramifications of some of the stories this week. That New Jersey train crash, who gets sued in that?
Yeah, I mean, we're still looking, you know, at the facts there, but are the safety systems, the control systems, are they properly designed? Is there negligence on the part of the train companies? There's definitely going to be a lot of lawsuits involved with this. It does appear that the train was traveling at a very high rate of speed without even attempting to slow down, so there will be issues of whoever was driving the train. Was there negligence there? Was there negligence with the company? Was there in the hiring? Was there negligence in what kind of systems they have for control? This one's going to be in court for a long time.
All right, let's see. Quickly, the situation with the override of the September 11th bill. Legally, President vetoes it, they override it, but legally, what can people really do?
You know, the thing is, people can really bring lawsuits now, or at least they can bring the lawsuits and find out, was there connections between the Saudi government and the attacks on 9/11? And if there are, lawsuits can show it. Lawsuits can show it, and there are assets here in the United States that people could probably levy at. The reason, the main reason, and this didn't get a lot of play, that the president was so against this wasn't so much of protecting the Saudis, but protecting us, because we are doing, we have troops in all over the world. We can get sued under the same theory, and we're not going to be able to protect ourselves.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. Thank you. Good information. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal expert here on The Countdown, with an overview of a couple of the important things going on at the moment.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.